While Brookfield staffers were hand-rearing Valentino, as they do for other African diktiks in the first couple of days because of their reputation for being flighty, Dr. Michael Adgison says they noticed the little guy was having a problem swallowing.
The initial check of the animal, everything looked good, but as we were working to get that animal onto a bottle, we were noticing that that animal was having a really hard time swallowing and nursing properly.
He says a fuller examination under anesthesia confirmed the birth defect, and they made the decision to euthanize the 1.5-pound Valentino. The Brookfield Zoo has 4 other diktiks, the next youngest only about 6 months old. Nancy Hardy, News Radio on 105.9 FM.